Hey guys, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for being here today. We mentioned earlier this week that we're getting ready for Easter. I can't believe that it's almost here. So I want to invite you to join us on Easter Sunday. It's Sunday, April the 1st at 7:30 a.m. We'll be gathering at the Sugar Hill Bowl right across the street from our church. It's a citywide sunrise service, and it's just a great opportunity just to come and be part of that, to start this day off on a great foot. And then across the street at the church at 9:30, we have two services, one in the worship center and another one in what we call the big room. And then at 11, we've got three services, one in the worship center, one in the big room, and then our Spanish-speaking service in the chapel. And so I would like to invite you, would you consider joining us this Easter Sunday, and would you invite a friend to come with you? Well, one of the things I love about Easter is it reminds me of my roots. It reminds me of moments I had in Easters as a kid. There's an old hymn that we would sing when it was time to respond to what God had said. And it started this way. It said, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Man, just as I am." What a great reminder. I think there's a temptation. There's a myth that says, well, we've got to clean up our act. We've got to get it together. We got to try harder before we can come to God. I've got to get it all together. And there's a few things I've got to get done first, and then I'll come to God. But it's crazy. It reminds me of every time I go to the dentist. Whenever I go to the dentist, it's like that, just knowing that it's days away, I'm more intentional about flossing. I want to make sure I floss enough before going to the dentist where they can't tell how red my gums are. How crazy is that, right? Brushing our teeth before going to the dentist where they're going to clean our teeth, or washing dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, or picking up the house before a house cleaner comes by. Why do we do stuff like this? The truth is, God doesn't expect us to clean up our act before we approach him. The death and the resurrection of Jesus is God's statement on that. Jesus spread out his arms and said, "I love you this much. Now just come as you are." In Psalms 57, verse 3, the Bible says, "He will send down help from heaven to save me because of his love." That's exactly what Jesus did on Easter. And that's why we can bring our mess, our failure, our imperfectness to him, because he sent down his love. I guarantee you, there are people that you know that think God can never love them because of the mess they've made of their lives. But you know God wants them to come as they are. So help them hear the good news of Jesus. Invite them to join you this Easter. It's such a simple thing to do, but I guarantee you, it can make a difference that will last for all eternity. Man, I hope you have a great day today. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.